Chapter 12. Taxation Without Representation. 107. George III and George Grenville. George III became king in 1760. He was a narrow, stupid, well-meaning, ignorant young man of 21. He soon found in George Grenville a narrow, dull, well-meaning lawyer, a man who would do what he was told. So George Grenville became the head of the government. To him, the law was the law. If he wished to do a thing and could find the law for it, he asked for nothing more. His military advisers told him that an army must be kept in America for years. It was Grenville's business to find the money to support this army. Great Britain was burdened with a national debt. The army was to be maintained, partly, at least, for the protection of the colonists. Why should they not pay a part of the cost in maintaining it? Parliament was the supreme power in the British Empire. It controlled the king, the church, the army, and the navy. Surely a parliament that had all this power could tax the colonists. At all events, Grenville thought it could, and Parliament passed the Stamp Act to tax them. 108. Henry's Resolutions, 1765. The colonists, however, with one voice, declared that Parliament had no power to tax them. Taxes, they said, could be voted only by themselves or their representatives. They were represented in their own colonial assemblies and nowhere else. Patrick Henry was now a member of the Virginia Assembly. He had just been elected for the first time. But, as none of the older members of the Assembly proposed any action, Henry tore a leaf from an old law book and wrote on it a set of resolutions. These he presented in a burning speech upholding the rights of Virginians. He said that to tax them by act of Parliament was tyranny. Caesar and Tarquin had each his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III, treason, treason, shouted the speaker, may profit by their example. Slowly Henry went on, if that be treason, make the most of it. The resolutions were voted. In them, the Virginians declared that they were not subject to acts of Parliament laying taxes or interfering in the internal affairs of Virginia. 109. Stamp Act Riots, 1765. Until the summer of 1765, the colonists contented themselves with passing resolutions. There was little else they could do. They could not refuse to obey the law because it would not go into effect until November. They could not mob the stamp distributors because no one knew their names. In August, the names of the stamp distributors were published. Now, at last, it was possible to do something besides passing resolutions. In every colony, the people visited the stamp officers and told them to resign. If they refused, they were mobbed until they resigned. In Boston, the rioters were especially active. They detested Thomas Hutchinson. He was Lieutenant Governor and Chief Justice and had been active in enforcing the Navigation Acts. The rioters attacked his house. They broke his furniture, destroyed his clothing, and made a bonfire of his books and papers.